You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
A bye week for the Broncos, no bye week for Mason's Mailbag. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me here for another edition of the question and answer session. Let's get started with a question from Randy Holst talking about, well, the Broncos bye itself. With the bye week as week five, does that pose any disadvantages later in the season? It would seem later bye weeks would be advantageous. Well, you know, you've got to take it when it comes. I mean, you look at the Bucs and Dolphins, for instance, because of Hurricane Irma going through Florida, they had to take their bye week in week one, just how it is. The Broncos, they have their bye week this year in week five. Now, you might want it a little bit later, but at the same time, there is a potential advantage to it. You know, take the situation of Shane Ray, for example. If the Broncos had a bye at another time, you know, they would miss Shane Ray for an additional game. But the Broncos' schedule between the bye and having that Monday night game just after Shane Ray is eligible to come off injured reserve, it's advantageous for them because, as a result, they will only miss Shane Ray for six games. So there is an advantage there. Now, that being said, generally, yeah, you'd rather have your bye week 9, week 10. At that point in the season, you know, when injuries do accumulate. And also because, hey, you know you've got that bye week in your back pocket. It's going to come at some point. But at the same time, you take it when it comes. It's in week 5, so you're still going to use it to get away, relax, recharge yourself mentally, get ready for the 12 games that follow. It's going to be a gauntlet. You have a quasi-mini bye in December around a Thursday game, and you'll have a weekend off. But as they say in golf, got to play it as it lays. Next question regarding the Broncos' red zone offense. It's one from Jeremy Shute. Vance Joseph talked Monday about working on the red zone offense in practice. What does that usually mean? Well, he mentioned that the red zone offense is a point of emphasis in the Thursday practices. But, you know, maybe you kind of tweak up the time of practice when you work on it. Sometimes teams will work on red zone offense, third down offense, two-minute offense. Sometimes they'll work on that at the end of practices. Go to training camp practice, for instance, and you'll do some of those situations, especially two-minute or four-minute offenses at the end of practices. You know, not every team does that. Sometimes you change it up, but that's generally what a lot of teams have done over the years. Well, maybe you move those periods up earlier in practice, you know, when guys are fresher, when they're not worn down mentally and physically from the grind of the day's work. Maybe that's what you do. Or simply do more of it. As Vance Joseph said, you're not just talking about the offense, but the defense could shore up some things in the red zone. That being said, when you're talking about the red zone, and in particular on the offense, yes, the last couple of weeks are frustrating, no doubt. You've only got the one red zone touchdown in the last two games on Jamal Charles's run against the Bills. But at the same time, the Broncos can also lean on the fact that in weeks 1 and 2, they had one of the league's best red zone offenses. So it's not like you're looking at a team that hasn't done anything in the red zone in weeks 1 through 4. They were very effective in weeks 1 and 2, not so much in weeks 3 and 4. So the fact that they've done it, I think, is going to help them because you're not asking this offense to do anything that it hasn't already done. Broncos, they were good in weeks 1 and 2. You can get back to that coming out of the bye. You're going to be pretty happy. Interesting stat as well. The Broncos, along with the Patriots, have run more plays in the red zone than anybody else in football. Says a lot about the effectiveness of the offense getting from the 20-yard line to the 20-yard line. The Broncos are moving the ball, setting themselves up for red zone opportunities. If they do that, now and they can improve the red zone offense, get back to where it was in weeks 1 and 2, you're going to have an offense that's pretty explosive going down the stretch of the season. Thanks for the questions. If you want to join us next week before the Giants game, go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag. Find me on Twitter. I'm at Mace Denver. Please use the hashtag AskMace for questions. Listen to me every day on Orange and Blue 760, or every weekday at least, 10 to 12 with Ryan Edwards and Steve Atwater on 1st and 10 at 10. Until next week, take care, and thanks for watching.